what we're doing over the past year or so, we've centralised the reading of the production of our news services into our state-of-the-art facilities in Canberra, starting with Orange and then Wagga and Albury, and now we're centralising the Tamworth and Coastal Bulletins into our Canberra facility.
Okay, and why are you doing that?
Well, this is the way of digital. With the federal government legislated that analogue services would be switched off over between 2010 and 2013, which means that we have to digitalise all our operations. Big job. And so the most sensible thing for us to be able to play out and to be able to add things like live streaming, news stories as they break, news apps, is to do it at our facility out of Canberra. It's not possible to do that in all our regional locations. So all our staff stay, all our camera people, all our journos all stay. It's just that the production of the putting together of the bulletin and the reading of the bulletin comes out of the Canberra studios.
So will any people lose their jobs? You're talking about, I think, three production people who will be asked to move to Canberra, though.
Yeah, there's three. Because the bulletin gets produced in Canberra, those three positions that are currently in Tamworth go to Canberra. So we're not reducing staff numbers, and obviously those three people are given the option to come to Canberra to work with us.
What if they don't want to move to Canberra?
Well, then we just look at a redundancy and moving them into other positions within the Tamworth operations.
And if they don't want to move, there will likely be three job losses in Tamworth then?
Not necessarily. As I said, it's quite possible that those positions will be taken up in other areas within the station, but that's a decision for those staff members, and we'll just work with them over the next couple of months to see which way they want to go. They've already expressed some interest in coming down to look at our facility in Canberra and then make a decision from there. So they've got a couple of months to work through those issues.
Now, the North Coast Bulletin's also read out of Tamworth. What will happen to that?
Same thing. That comes to Canberra as well from April. And Daniel Gibson will read both of those bulletins.
So effectively, as we understand it, you'll be sending out five news bulletins a day from Canberra.
Yep.
Will that mean you'll have a deadline of around 2:30 for your journos locally, so you'll lose any chance of including the breaking news that you were referring to that you say the digital age allows you to include?
Well, what the digital age does enable you to do is to do things even better. We'll be equipping our, and we already started doing this, equipping our news teams with digital equipment that enables them to edit on the road and get it back into our news bulletins. So and you can also have flexibility when you're producing news bulletins. You're right that about an earlier start time to produce, but with digital you can go live, we can have stories come to us later to insert in the news, so it becomes quite fluid.
But a 2:30 deadline, I mean, you're not going to really have much of an opportunity to include late-breaking stories if that's the deadline for your journalist to send stuff down.
It is if it's not being telecast till 6 o'clock. The staff are still in Canberra, so if something breaks that we think needs to be in that news, it can still be edited into that bulletin prior to 6 o'clock.
And how much success have you had of doing that with the current Orange and the other centralised bulletins so far?
Yeah, good. Good. We are the leaders in each of those markets with local news, and as we are in Tamworth, and it's a big part of our programming. So the last thing you want to do is put change in that affects that cornerstone, I guess, of our nightly broadcasting. So we moved the Albury and the Orange ones about a year ago. We were leaders then in the ratings, and we continue to be. I just think it gives us the opportunity to give a more quality pictures instead of, you know, in Tamworth, we have an old studio, we have old equipment. This now enables us to deliver a local news service with state-of-the-art equipment.
What financial savings will this move make for Prime?
The only financial savings is if we had to digitalise the Tamworth station. So there's no savings in personnel or salaries. That stays as it is. So the only issue would be for us would be a CapEx issue, where if we had to digitalise all our radio, all our television stations across our broadcast areas, that's a cost as a result of analogue switching off.
Okay, so you're not actually making any financial recovery on this.
No, it's just a smarter way, I think, of delivering the news.
Technically now, though, you'll have a smaller presence than NBN in the region because it does local news for 7 nights a week. Is it likely to have an impact on your ability to generate revenue if NBN is seen to have more commercial presence?
I wouldn't have thought so. NBN have a team in New England area that captures stories and sends them to Newcastle for broadcast. So nothing's going to change there. We'll still have full sets, full teams everywhere that we have now. So nothing really diminishes. This is simply a production issue.
But effectively, do you think advertisers will see that they have a presence that is 7 days a week, you have a presence that's five, and neither of you have a local bulletin? So the winner might be NBN.
But Kelly, nothing's changed there. It's currently they have a seven-day-a-week bulletin. Currently we have a five-day-a-week bulletin. As of April, nothing changes. It's just simply a production issue where it'll be read from Canberra and all our staff stay in Tamworth.
Will Prime stay in that same big building that you have out on the Tamworth Road there?
Yeah, probably not long term. That's a great location. We were in a similar situation in Orange. We had a big studio there and it was old. We ended up selling that to a local businessman and winning a brand new premises in Orange, purpose-built for us and fitted out. So I'd like to think that we'd be doing that sometime down the track. We certainly don't have a timeline on that, but inevitably that will change and we'll look to find new premises for us in Tamworth.
Where would you like to move?
No idea. Haven't even looked yet.
We understand that the local news team was told of the decision yesterday and it has come as a real shock to them. How was it explained to them and what, I guess, are you offering them any support or idea of how secure their futures are?
Obviously we do. We had our head of HR and our head of programming come to Tamworth yesterday to sit with the people, and they're staying there for this week just to talk to them about any issues that they might have. And again, as I said, this is not going to happen until April, and it's important for us that we get back from the Christmas break to give our people as much information, which is what we've done when we've centralised other bulletins, as much information as we can, as early as we can, so that they understand. The last thing you'd want to do is come here in the last week of March to Tamworth and say, we're changing next week. That's not the way you treat your staff. We've got some fantastic people in Tamworth and we'd like to think that we'll manage this in the best way we can to make sure it's an easy transition for them.
And of course, there's, I guess, grave concerns for down the track further. Will you cut back on local news services? Is this the way you're heading?
I think local news services in regional areas is the point of difference for us, and it's crucial. If you look at the areas where we are very strong, they're the areas where we have local news. So we have a strong commitment to local news. We lead in the areas where we have local news, and it's certainly not our intention to cut back in our presence in local news.
Is that a guarantee?
You can never guarantee anything, but as I sit here today, there is absolutely no intention of cutting back on local news.
Will you replace a journalist if they decide to leave?
Yeah, we have five crews. We have five crews, five journalists and five camera people on the road every day. And if one of them intends to leave, we just replace them. That's the same as what we've done everywhere. And that's, again, just a part of everyday business.
How much consultation did you make with your actual news teams about the changes?
Well, we worked with our head of programming and a head of news. And this is something, as I said, this is not world-breaking. This is technology. This happens with quite a few of the other regional operators in Australia. They centralise their news. So this is not something that we've just done. But we've worked over this for probably 2 years on how we best deliver our news and what we need to do as a business to be able to deliver that local news in the years to come.
I guess a lot of the advertising and the promotion of your local news team is about their locality, about them being from the region, their faces are here, people see them around town. That's the connectivity of what you're promoting. So are you expecting a backlash from your audience in the region who are very fond of their local presenters and their local reporters?
Yeah, it's a fair question, but we haven't experienced that in in the other cities where we've centralised our news. There's obviously concern, but I think as long as we continue to deliver the stories and deliver the appropriate stories in a professional way, that's what our viewers are looking for.
Already on the text this morning, we've got a text from one of our listeners saying Seven National News is more like a magazine show. Local news was the only reason to watch Prime and NBN. They seem to be going the same way. So already, I guess that's an early indicator of what local audiences will be concerned, that they're losing their local connection.
Yeah, I think I should emphasise there that the local news won't change. It won't become a national bulletin. The stories will still be the same. They'll still be presented by, they'll still be produced, they'll still be written, they'll still be filmed by the local people. The only change is it gets read out of Canberra.
So what kind of guarantee can you give to your audience that there is a long-term future for local content and future jobs in the region?
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, we think that local news is crucial to us. It is the cornerstone of our programming. It sets us up for the night. The last thing we are intending to do is walk away from local news in those markets where we have local news. We had the opportunity to do that 10 years ago when one of our competitors walked out of local news. We stayed. We did shut down some newsrooms where it wasn't working for us and concentrated on where local news does work for us, and Tamworth is one of those. So we're not going anywhere.